Go.
What's going on, y'all? This is Jordan and
this is Boston.
Man, Boston, you know, we're gonna discuss, man. You know, this 210 block, you know what I'm saying? That's the official name of the podcast. And
yes.
We'll explain to you how that name came about. Actually, in this segment, actually. Yeah, man, we're here tonight, man. Today, I just want to entertain you a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So this particular topic, it's gonna hit home for a lot of people. And so it's all about how we met and where we met, you know what I'm saying? And so our friendship started off, man, at the great Miles College, man, HBCU.
Right. Different strokes for different folks, I tell you.
Man, listen, but yeah, hey, you got a teenager, a young adult trying to figure college out, or trying to get your doctorate or master's program, man, please feel free to reach out to HBCUs, man. It's an experience like none other, man. It's this is a 15-year friendship.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there ain't never been no beef. You know, we always had each other back. You know, we always been honest with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so, man, I'm not saying you couldn't go to other colleges. I mean, that's cool. Yeah. But now HBCUs, man, that's the way it's at.
Yo, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, so, yo. I agree with you on that one, man. I never had so much fun, boy. It's been like, yo, it was a shell shock, man. It was different. But yeah, HBCUs, you know what I'm saying? It's fun. It's educational, man. They take pride in what they're doing. And like, the education is spectacular, man. It's spectacular.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. That's not like I went every day to class. But what I did go, I did learn something. You know what I'm saying? You know, they gave us the syllabus. Why did they do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got to go to class. So you're just going to hand me all my work assignments from now until, so what's that, December?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, and I would add, man, yo, like you said, it's tough to get caught up in the activities around there. Trust, it's tough, but you got to stay focused, you know, surround yourself with a group of guys like I did, man. But yo, that temptation, it's real. It is real.
The one thing we did do every day, though, was go to breakfast.
Yeah.
So if we could have got credit for that, we'd have made 100 in that mug, boy.
Yeah. You rounded up the whole squad. Yo, we used to be deep going to breakfast, but after breakfast, maybe 50-50 of us going to class.
he had a better rate of going to class than I did. Mine was like, mine about 15%, because I had to go take another nap. You know what I'm saying? I had to get my day started again. So, yeah. Sure.
Mine was about 16%. You know what I'm saying? I probably just went a 1 hour more than him. That's it. Yeah, I really didn't go either. I'm not going to lie, man. Like I said, that temptation caught me, especially from being from up north. So, you know, I got down, and I was like, man, I ain't never going home.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, listen, young folks, we did learn, though. We did, you know what I'm saying? We didn't go to class. Every day we did learn. We had study hall, the library. Oh my God.
Boy, if those walls can talk in our library, boy.
Just to think. I spent more time in the library than I did class.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it wasn't a whole bunch more, but yeah.
I'm about to say, I've never really seen you there, but then again, I was all the way upstairs on the line.
Yeah, you know, it had different floors up in that piece. I found me one little corner.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm like, all right, they got to keep walking back. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect spot. Excuse me, I got a question. Can you come in for a second? Oh, I got one question, please. I don't understand this question right here. Can you break it down a little bit for me? Just take a seat. Got him.
I used to go all the way up to the top floor, all the way past the bookshelves into that little corner in the cut. That was my only spot. Boy, I thought it was mine. I used to get mad as hell when I see people. They're like, what the fuck are you doing here, man? Like, all this fucking library.
You see my name on the wall? Yeah, there's a whole library in my corner. Yeah, man. Yeah, the library, man. The basketball games. Oh, man. All right, let me go back. How I ended up at Miles was my boy, like my little brother Smoke, he had family in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And so I got out of school, I think I got out of high school year before him. I wasn't doing nothing. I was working around town. He's like, man, how about go to school, man, in Alabama? I'm looking like, count me in. And so that's how I got, like, I ain't know nothing about the school until Smoke was like, and you ain't really doing much, man. Just try, you know, just come try it out with him. I'm looking like, you ain't got, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna threaten me with a good time. Right. And so we know, but it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, dude. So we got packed up, man, got everything ready. And we just came, man. Like, I think he made a tour of the school. I wasn't familiar with the school. I just sent my paperwork in. I got that letter saying accepted. that was it for me. Like, I figured out when I get there.
Right.
But yeah, man. And wow. It was on since day one, man.
Yeah. So you didn't tour.
How did you end up there?
You didn't tour. You didn't go on a tour with Smoke?
No. No. I just heard about it one day outside his house. We were chilling. And he was like, let's do it. I'm looking like, all right, well, what paperwork I need to send? My mom didn't even take me serious. I'm like, yo, I'm about to apply to college. She's like, okay. Dang, mama, wait, where your hopes at? Me and your son. But yeah, man, like, you know, so she probably didn't take me serious. I didn't take it serious either. He was like, just come. I just sent the paperwork in and they accepted me.
Oh, man. You know? But what got me, right, is like, okay, yeah, in high school, I went on that Black College tour in high school. You know, we went to Spelman, Clark, Atlanta, Bethune-Cookman, Florida A&M. So I was like, I bet. Like you, never heard of Miles. Alabama wasn't even in my radar, you know what I'm saying? So I applied to all these different schools, whatever, got accepted. So what got me, when I was looking through the dorm, I was like, yo, I get my own bathroom. So I was like, yeah, I'm about to get my own bathroom. I was like, yeah, I'm going to this school because everything else is all community showers. I was like, I don't got time for all that. Right? Got my own bathroom. Yeah, I'm living in Beverly Hills. So I was like, all right, bet. I apply. They sent back. I was like, word, Alabama, Miles College. That's when it hit me. I was like, yo, I'm really going to Alabama. So I was like, yo, we're going to get hung down there. So I'm thinking Klansmen, all types of shit. So my aunt brought me down there. We took the train down there, whatever. We staying in a hotel. When I tell you, me and my aunt did not leave the hotel, yo, we did not leave. We ordered everything, dog. Yo, we went to the little corner store, and that was it. I was like, yo, we is not catching us out there at night. This is when niggas get kidnapped and hung and stuff. I was like, dog, that was our perception going in there. So I was like, yo, nah, we staying in this hotel. And usually, you know, you go to the hotel, you sightsee. Nah, we staying right here. It's a daylight. Door lock, chain on side. Yeah. We looking at each other like, yo, we how do we come here? We really in Alabama? Like, you know, most up north people go, you know, Atlanta, Florida. No, I took my ass to Alabama, yo. But it was fun though, so I can't even hate though. I can't even hate.
Yeah, man, that's wild, man. Yeah, I was just like, he like, you know, because Smoke, he's like, yes, yeah, it's a HBCU. I'm looking like, you want to explain to me what that is? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I didn't know what that was. He like, like, dude, you know what I'm saying? Because education was not on my plans. My plans were just to work. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think about going to college. Just actually, I didn't finish high school and get my GED because my senior year, my dad passed. And I was like, I couldn't really, like, you know what I'm saying, grasp life, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so when that happened, my mom was like, just come out of school. Because we finished up in May. But I wanted, like, I had another semester that I could have finished up. My mom was like, no, you know what I'm saying? You really didn't do too good. She like, just get your GED this summer. And some of them like, all right, well, cool. Let me get my GED. And so that was the benefit of my mom, like, telling me, come get my GED. Because like I say, I was able to, you know what I'm saying, go to college with my GED. You know what I'm saying? They gave like this little test, you know what I'm saying? You had to come in and like whoop the whoop, you know what I'm saying? What the case may be. I'm like, all right, cool. And then they're like, all right, well, you did great. Come on in. And then I went from there. But like I said, I really didn't think colleges would accept somebody with a GED.
Yeah.
And I was like, word, I can get a GED. Like, all right, cool. And then that's how I got there. You know what I'm saying? I had to prove myself academically, you know what I'm saying? Show them that I really wanted it. So I'm looking like I did enough. you know what I'm saying, to get in. Was it by my fault? I should have took it more serious. I didn't really think, like I said, that possibility was there because nobody told us, especially somebody like me. Like, yo, they just told me, my mom, like, get your GED. I didn't have the further knowledge of saying, like, once you get your GED, like, you can go to college, you can get better jobs. I'm thinking, like, with my GED, I'm just going, like I said, it's just work around town, probably the next, you know what I'm saying, the biggest city next to me, I can get a job down there. But shoot, that GED, man, I'm looking like, man, you know, that itself opened up doors for me.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, we're going to take a quick little break real quick. We'll get right back to you, all right? We're going to talk about our experiences while at Miles.
Look, you're taking commercial breaks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
All right, welcome back, guys and gals. As you can see, we got two more brothers on the line. We got our brother CJ. We got one of my homeboys, man, a very wise guy to be so young, my man Jay. And we're gonna send it over to CJ right quick. He's gonna tell about his experience in college. How we did it was tell the folks what made you choose Miles, and like, and what would you like? How did you make that transition from going from high school to college?
All right. What made me choose Miles was, honestly, if I'm being honest, I had three schools to choose from because my focus was football. And it was either Miles, I was going to go all the way to Kent, play for a school called Mid-American National Green. And that's, I forget what part of Kansas that's in. Or I was going to end up at Benedict.
Oh, yeah. Benedict, yeah, I've been up there.
It was either a PWI, one PWI, two HBCUs. And PWIs are predominantly black, predominantly white institutions. The HBCUs are historically black colleges. And what made me choose it, man, was I wanted to play ball. It was close. Then my mom wanted to sign a letter of intent for me to go all the way to Kansas. So I was like, just like, who you know out there? They're going to hang you. And crazy thing is, historically, Kansas ain't even racist. Well, double racist, but Kansas was one of the states that actually like tried to fight to abolish slavery earlier than any other state. She didn't know that at the time. They actually have a history of being abolitionists. And when we got to Miles, my first semester, I spent in my dorm room, working out and studying and going to class. And I crossed y'all niggas.
See, everybody going to blame us.
Yeah, because you know my roommate at the time was on that also.
Yeah, RIP, man.
RIP.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah.
He was a studious freshman.
Yeah, I know, right?
I was. It's like, then it went all to hell when I met y'all.
Oh, no. We try to teach you the game, fam. You know what I'm saying? You have to be in the yard, yo.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, son, make sure you come down and chill with me and my boys, man. And that's when I met Boston. The first person I met was Boston.
Yeah.
And then we end up going to the game. And then from there, that shit snowballed, man. I would see y'all doing. Oh, speaking of which, something Boston did to me taught me the game, man. Like, it taught me how to navigate, like, at least as a 20-year-old, when it comes to socially and women.
Yeah.
What was that shit name? You remember her name? We ain't giving names, but I guess we can give names. I don't know her name.
I don't know it either, man. I know what you're talking about.
Walking with her and shit and all of that, trying to have conversations because I was raised up to be a nice guy. So I'm telling Boston about this shit.
Come on, we nice guys too. Hold up, we not gonna say we not nice guys.
Nigga, y'all one thing.
No, I had to tell you live and direct how you doing. I was like, yo, you watch me. You know, I watch how I do it. You know how I got down at that night at that yard.
Yeah, so I was telling Boston about how Boston was like, oh, huh? Oh, huh, son? Yo, B, I smashed already. yo, she getting down, B. That hurt my little soul.
But I only did that because I got love for you, man. You know what I'm saying?
What that taught me is you can't get attached for it, but you got to go out there, do your thing, man, and enjoy college. Yeah. That's one of the things they taught me. Like, you can't get attached to none of these. I don't want to call them hoes because I don't know their names individually. But you got to go out there and have fun. So my man at Miles, a black school, it was kind of like a larger version of high school.
Yeah. It was.
It was a larger high school where you can smoke, drink, go to, well, of course, go to class, and just have fun, man, and bond with people. Like, you learn from different. Like, that's the first time I was around somebody that was from Florida, somebody that was from Boston, a couple of cats from South Carolina, low country South Carolina, which, by the way, Joy, my grandmother, her family is from South Carolina. They're actually from, I want to say Bear Island.
What?
Yeah, my people geeky, man. Like, as fuck.
Damn, boy.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it, man.
Eat you as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I take it with me no matter where I go. I'm just professional now.
And when I started embracing that, I was like, man, this is pretty cool, man. Like, being geek, like hearing them speak, like when I always hear y'all speaking, y'all be like, hey boy, and it's kind of, I was like, if they speak a patois, then when I got around my family, I was like, no. And that's the tongue that they speak. Oh, okay.
I know that hey bullshit too, yeah.
Hey bo.
Hey bo.
Tell everybody your mom with that.
I know had everybody at my house saying that. What's up, bo?
Yeah.
Not even knowing where it came from. That's deep in South Carolina, boy.
Yeah. But that man.
Was my oh, before we go any further.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm making the 210 block drink.
Yes, sir.
I know when we was at.
Yes, sir.
Everybody got their spring stuff. Before you do anything in school, you pregame. So yes. What I'm making, the 210 consists of old granddad. And because of we us, it don't matter how much you put for us.
Yeah.
What you
put enough just to change the color of that bitch.
And Coke. You like RC? I'm from the South, so this shit is Coke. It ain't pop.
Yeah. For sure. That's a big can, bro. What that, 20-ounce Cokes now?
Yeah, that's 20-ounce. You know, they not a 16.
Wait.
Yeah, I got one in the refrigerator, too, yo. Damn, oh, that shit looks
good. So,
yeah, I'm about to go get that later on tonight, yo. About to go get that later.
Yeah,
like man. I said, we drink, we just do enough to change the color. That's about it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh,
so
man.
This is the...
Yo, that drink. Shit look all icy cold and shit.
Yeah.
But so this is the podcast, 210 block. The 210 block.
And he's going to come every week with something like that, too. So get ready, yo.
And it's going to be more interesting. I might hit y'all with the Tokyo T next week.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I just wait. I know.
I want to see this one.
Yeah. All right, man. I appreciate that. CJ, man. Now you about to hop over to Jay, man. I know he went to different college, man. But we would like to hear how he selected his college and what his first semester, or first year of college was like, man. Whenever you get a minute, Jay, man, just educate us.
To tell the truth. The way I ended up deciding on my college was actually via my older brother's friend. So at the time, I guess in his generation, there was a lot of individuals, including my older brother, that were going to HBCUs and whatnot. And I don't know why this stuck with me, but for some reason, he was like, yo, if you have an opportunity to go to a school that is for your major, whatever it is that you want to do, and it doesn't happen to be a HBCU, but it's one of the top schools in that particular realm of study, so to say, to go ahead and go for it. So I had actually went on a couple of college tours, 10th grade and 11th grade, going down south. We went in, down to Atlanta, A&T, I think another school there too. Stopped in South Carolina, visited a couple schools. And then like in 11th grade, I think we went on a tour down New Orleans and visited a couple of HBCUs down that way too. So at first I actually wanted to go to the University of New Orleans because they had a marine architecture program that I was pretty interested in, where you would basically be designing like cruise ships and whatnot. But unfortunately I didn't receive any money. Basically, yeah. At the end of the day, that's usually what it comes down to, right? So and actually to the other man's point, I was also playing football at the time in high school. So due to my grades and whatnot, I was actually being looked at a couple of quote unquote lower tier Ivy League schools like Westland, Columbia, Dartmouth, and I'm trying to remember the last one. I can't even remember, but I ended up actually going on a football visit. And you got to excuse me, I'm trying to open up this wine bottle at the same time. But
what made you choose Philly, though?
So I'm getting there, right? So. I was doing pretty good in high school as far as grades and whatnot. So, like, my admission fees anyway, and I had, like, partial scholarships to a lot of schools in Maryland. But I definitely wanted to get away from home. I went on this football visit, actually, up Connecticut to Wesleyan, which is the school where Bill Belichick actually graduated from. And I think at the time when I actually went on the visit, I think his daughter was attending the school. So I went there and I did the whole football thing, visited them for a while, and it was crazy because that was actually like the blizzard. What was that? 2004, I think, when it was the Falcons and the Eagles in the NFC Championship game with Dick and Donovan McNabb and whatnot. But anyways, I was up in the Northeast during that storm and whatnot. And because the coach asked me to go early decision, which means like you're committing to the school before you hear from anybody else, you know what I mean? Like it's pretty early on. And I decided not to. Apparently, they decided not to even like process my admission papers. So, like, I had called back up to the school just to see, like, what the status of my admission was. And the lady in the office was like, I don't even have record of having received anything from you. And I was like, that's crazy. Like, I was just up there a week ago on a visit and gave all my paperwork to the football company. And it was like, well, I don't know what necessarily happened. So as soon as they did that, I was like, all right, well, I'm not messing around with football right now. I like trying to stick to the books. And the main school that was at least giving me a partial scholarship happened to be Drexel, which was up in Philly. So I ended up going on a visit up there, actually, right before I had to decide if I was going to go to the school. And during that time, that entire weekend, it was like raining. Like Philly was just shitty. Like shitty as can be. Damn, man. I was like, dog, like, I don't know if I'm trying to come up this drink. And granted, at least at that time, everybody that I met during that trip was Black. And it felt like, all right, it's enough of us here. Like I could possibly make this happen. And Philly is actually a fairly Black city, you know what I mean? And a predominantly white state. So I was like, all right, like this is the best opportunity as far as academics. I'll go ahead and go here. And again, taking into consideration what my older brother friend was saying, I was just like, all right, this is the best opportunity as far as trying to learn architectural engineering. So this is what I'm gonna go with. So that's how I ended up in Philly. My first year, it was cool. I mean, I had way more fun the later years, you know what I mean? The first year, I was definitely way more skeptical of just, like, everybody up there for the most part. And then it was definitely a culture shock because I didn't realize that Drexel was a PWI, just like my man said, predominantly white institution. So coming from Prince George's County, Maryland, which is one of the most affluent Black counties in America, where everywhere you look, you running into us, and then going up there and everywhere you look, you running into them. It was definitely a culture shock for sure. Like, yeah, man, I mean,
he must have been a star up there with those snow bunnies, though.
you would have thought so, right? But I mean, depending upon, like, I didn't come from that environment as far as, like, really knowing, like, how to talk to white chicks, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, you got to understand that being up there, there were stories, you know what I mean, coming from other, you know what I mean, Black people that I knew or whatever at the time, where, like, they were in class with people who had never seen a Black person before.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like, you would think that, you know what I mean, being, what's that, 2005, 2006, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's not even possible no more, but it was wild, bro.
Damn, so,
I mean, don't get me wrong, my first Snow Bunny experience was at Drexel, but it was definitely few and far between.
Wow. I can see that with a lot of people, as far as like you said, the first year being skeptical.
Mm.
Like, I know for me, being raised in the country, like, we have, like, well, I can say me. Like, I'm friends with everybody out the gate. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So to hear somebody have a different perspective, like, that always, like, that's always fascinated me. Like, I can't even process that. Like, what that's like, where if I'm sitting on the stoop and you catch eye to eye with me, you can get a heads up or what's up. You know, it's just how conversations start. Like I say, you know what I'm saying? And, like, even when I met Jay, like, he was in the store I was working at. And we're just having small talk. You know, me, I'm just tilling. I'm looking like I probably said about 300 words. He probably said about 10.
So to that point, right, it's like, that's kind of how I usually am. Like, unless I'm already a little bit inebriated and want to invite people in, like, I'm usually pretty reserved. And it was crazy that day that I met you, because I literally was just moving up here. Like, my job was about to move me to the project I'm on now. So I was looking for a place to stay. So they was keeping me at the hotel over there by the airport, by the Walgreens that you was working at. And I happened to walk in there, and for some reason, like, we just caught the vibe, start talking and shit. And next thing I know, I'm on a podcast, and then, man, catching me some real dudes. Like, I'm not mad at that.
That's how me and I'm different. That's how me and I'm different. Like, me, like, I can't start a conversation like that. Yo, to me, yo, you talking to me like, yo, what you fucking want? Like, yo, what are you doing?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, I'm quick to just go like that.
And seeing that's the one thing that, especially going to a PWI, I feel like we look more for, because, like, at HBCU, for the most, well, I ain't gonna say for the most part, and I'm not really gonna say for anything, because I haven't been to one, so I can't really speak on it, but I feel as though, similar to what my man was saying, that it's almost like an extension of high school, so in some way, shape, or form, for the most part, you kind of at least know somebody else. So, like, at the PWI, like, in my opinion, it's almost like, yo, if I see you and you Black, like, I need you to at least, just like Jordan said, like, yo, give me the head nod. Like, you ain't got to say hi.
Yeah.
You ain't got to walk up to him, but, like, just acknowledgement, you know what I mean? That, yo, like, we here. We outnumbered right now. So, just know that you got me and I got you. Like, it's kind of like that Dave Chappelle thing, you know what I mean? Like, just give him a thumbs up. Like,
Nah, you're right, man.
Yeah. We understand the situation, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. All right, Cap. Dang, it's hey, you know what I mean. Give me, we all gonna do a round table. Give me one moment. Like it just stuck with you since college. Like it could be like something that we did far as like a party or like a situation that like you just knew like we were your boys, or you know what I'm saying? Like we was your dudes. I'll start off and I'll say the two things like that I always remember was one, that first Halloween party. You know what I'm saying? And I went as Tommy from Rugrats. I had a diaper and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember I was getting ready. And I knew you, I'm not saying we've been rocking ever since we got to school. And you're like, yo, you going for real? I'm like, yeah, I'm going for real. And you guys just boosted me up.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like, you know what? They're my boys right there. You know what I'm saying? I think that was a moment like I'll never forget. Like them dudes really got my back. Like, I don't think y'all really like participated really. Y'all like, if that's how you going, we're going to bring this party too. I'm looking like, it isn't. I thought it was a costume party. Like Boston had on his signature Tim's. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were just, you know, doing our thing, man. Like, that was the moment that I was like, all right, these are my dudes, man. And so, and at that moment, and then another moment that stuck with me is we always took our Tuesday walk to Sonic's.
Oh, yeah.
For them $5 hamburgers. Or was it 5 for $5, whatever that was.
Everybody
like, eating. We were walking like 3 miles, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was a hamburger.
Everybody eating. Everybody in the group eating. We got $10. Everybody getting at least two. Everybody.
But I'm pretty sure there's a lot of stories, man. We're going to continue with this podcast, bro, man, different stories. And it's also good, like I said, to have Jay's perspective from it. I just learned today what a PWI was. So gonna get his perspective on things. So who I want to go next, man?
I'll go next. Yo, my time. I think it's that time me and Vardosa got mad drunk. You talking about falling down. Cat, remember? You remember that shit? Yo, falling down mad drunk. And y'all helped me to my bed. Y'all helped me to the bed, even though I was fighting y'all and stuff. Y'all threw me in the shower. You know what I'm saying? Y'all helped me in bed. Y'all stood there and shit until I passed out. Now so I was like, oh, shit, that's real shit. Most niggas like, oh, he's in bed. Fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Bounce. But y'all stayed and shit. Cause I remember waking up, y'all niggas was just all in there and shit. I was like, oh shit, that's real shit. Then the other time, CJ, I don't think he was there. I think, I was coming back drunk from a party and shit. And one of the Chicago dudes had said something. And you know what I'm saying? Me and him already had friction and shit. You know what I'm saying? So one of the dudes said something like, oh, he's a man, you know what I'm saying? Let him be and shit. And I remember Jordan's like, yo, boy, we ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we take care of our own and shit. Yeah. And I remember I told him like that early that day. He said something. I was like, yo, you don't really know me. I don't like you for some odd reason. I just don't like you. But yo, you keep talking to me the way you talk to me, I'm slap you and your fucking bitch right here, yo. Yo, don't do that. And that's what happened. I got drunk, and it was Jordan, Smoke, you, and Vaught Austin. I remember Jordan was like, yo, chill out, you know what I'm saying? This ain't what you want, you know what I'm saying? We take care of our own and shit, but you know what I'm saying? We can sell it some other time. I was like, yeah, see, at least these niggas got my back when I'm, you know, inebriated and shit. I can't, you know, defend myself, but that's what kept it real. I was like, oh, shit, this is for life right here, you know what I mean? So that's what I was like, yo, that's real shit.
That's all.
Yeah, nigga. That was real shit, yo. I like that dude for nothing. I hated that dude. Man. I wanted him to hook off 1 point, boy.
The two for me, the first one was, y'all remember that night we went to Pyramid?
And what happened?
We walked by, I don't know why, but there was a random dumpster that was sitting in front of this dude's house.
Oh,
Pyramid was a place that we walked to.
Nah, he's
it was either Pyramid or
no, Phoenix. It was Phoenix.
That's a local place, right?
And we had no business flipping over that dumpster, but we flipped over the dumpster. And when we flipped over the dumpster, dude was like, what the fuck y'all doing? And then I think it was either, it might have been about also, or it might have been you, boss. But he was like, man, fuck you, whatever. So he walked. Right? That's, I know why we here. Fuck.
Yeah.
He just got to go off. But I mean, everybody ran back to the dorm. And it had to be a mile away. We all ran literally a mile back to the dorm. And when we got there, you would think folks would be like, man, here with whoever. The moment we got there, everybody stopped and was like, hey, everybody here? Yeah. Anybody get hit? I was like, okay, these niggas solid. They solid. They solid as fuck. To be like, stop, figure out if everybody was here, if everybody was fine. Because I think Junior threw up in the hallway the same time.
Yo, I never seen that boy run that fast in my life.
Oh, Jay. Yo, Jay, this dude, Junior, this dude is, he different.
That, and this may be a smaller moment, but I remember all of us, this is like a walk to silence. I remember all of us was hungry. And I forgot who had to hook up the Sonics. It might have been Smoke. But there's like, y'all hungry? All right, let's go to Sonics. They went in there, talked to whoever they had to talk to, and brought us out enough hamburgers for us to get through the night and eat. That's when I was like, man, they could have looked out for themselves. And they did. They made sure everybody ate.
Everybody eat, yo.
So, cause like, I ain't gonna front. Started leaving, that hurt me a little bit. I was like, damn.
Yeah, man.
I've been rocking with these dudes for 2 and a half years solid. And now they gone. Yeah. But that's what made me be like, all right, this is for the rest of our lives here.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one just thing I said. Stuff that
be small to other people, but it's major. It's big because it's like people you, and then the older you get, the more important you realize those bonds are, because you realize, like, be real, people look out for themselves for the most part. That's just human nature.
Yeah.
So when you find that, like, want to rock with you and they not considering themselves when they with you, but they considering you, and you considering them. You connect with that. That's when I was like, okay, this is real. This is real shit. After that, I started measuring my friendships to my friendship with y'all. Like, if I did meet new friends, I was like, okay, how real are they?
Yeah, I do it too sometimes. You know what I mean?
I guess some shit happened. Like, man, fuck you, man. You better figure it out, or they gonna be like, and I ain't saying no, come to my rescue. But empathy and be like, okay, we got you, or I can't get you, but man, if I could, I would, or I'm there for you. Like, it was one of them times somebody went to the hospital too. It might have been Boston, and everybody stopped what the fuck they was doing, and we all went to the hospital.
It was Mike.
Mike had that's one of the moments. Stop what they was doing, trying to figure out what was going on and how can we get to them, and how can we get to the hospital to see if it was all right.
Man, I was mad with y'all because I was on my way to see you by somebody's daughter.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's your friend.
Yo, and no bows. And piggybacking off that, like, our trips to Walmart, yo, we never walked alone, even if it was just two of us or like 10 of us. Mm-hmm. You go to, yo, if CJ can't do it, I can't do it. Okay, he can't do it. Yo, Jordan, walk with me to Walmart, Jordan. All right, cool. So like I said, that's how I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody walks Walmart alone. It was either with somebody else or like fucking 10 of us walking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we
that's
got
to like.
But to Jay's point about PWIs, there are some benefits to going to those type of universities too. Because of, I didn't go to one, but my mom, she, there's a university down here called Emory University. It's like real affluent, real culturally aware, real rich university. And she worked there for like 35 years. So essentially I grew up on that campus. That's what made me choose HBCU too, because I already had the PWI experience when I actually going to the university. Like, I would sit in classes and go to exhibits and go to events. And it makes you more culturally aware of the people around you and what to say and what they eat and how they present that in the background. So Pete, there are benefits to going to that type of university. But at HBCU, you just feel more at home.
Yeah, you do.
I would totally.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Us do have pluses though. Like that's my goal is from grad school is to go to because my GPA ain't nowhere near Emory standards. this is going to Georgia State. I'm already going to like a recruiting visit for that, and just coaches make PWIs must so prepare you for if you plan on being out there in life in the world and having to network with people and deal with people of different backgrounds. It prepares you for that because you're going to do that on a daily, especially if you join organizations outside of Black Greek organizations.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to. I ain't gonna say code switch. But you have to be more culturally aware and sensitive to what's around you. So,
nice.
But HBCUs, that's where it's at, though. Like, a different world made me want to go to HBCU.
Mm. Nigga, them big down south butts made me want to go down there, though. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I was like, I'm about to see some cheeks, boy.
What you got to say, Jay? You got anything, man? Like a couple of your moments in college, like you just stuck with you since then?
Nah, I mean, I know all y'all, it sounds like all of y'all went to school together. So
yeah.
I don't necessarily divert too much from that. But the guys I ran into college, it was actually kind of funny. So one dude, the first dude I met or whatever was through a chick that I went to summer camp with back in like middle school, high school, something like that. And she ended up being at the school. And she was like, yo, let me introduce you to this dude or whatever. He's actually from the city, from BC. Actually from one of the worst parts of the city. But my man, he was cool to chill. So got up with him or whatever, solely just the connection of back home for the most part.
Yeah. It'd be like that.
For sure. So after that, similar to what I was kind of mentioning earlier or whatever, it was this one dude that used to have his, he had a BMX on campus or whatever, and I was like, nah, like you got the pegs and all that.
Oh, shit. Not the BMX joints, yeah.
Like, I ain't had no classes with him or nothing, but I knew he was a freshman. And, like, every time that I would see him, like, ride by or whatever, like, we would usually catch each other's eyes and just hit the head nod, like, keep it moving or whatever. Next thing I know, he ends up being one of my roommates or whatever the next year when we got to move out the dorms, that shit, sophomore year. So, got cool with him, come to find out he from Baltimore, Maryland, which is like an hour north from me. Mm-hmm. And just off of that, like, I was like, dog, I mean, I don't hang out in Baltimore like that, but I've been up there, I mean, plenty of times. So just having that little connection, just as far as, again, being in Maryland, it was cool. And then during our sophomore year, my other man, I actually went to high school with him, but in high school, we wasn't really, like, cool or whatever. Like, we knew about each other. You know what I mean? We might say what's up to each other every now and then, but it wasn't, like, hanging out. Or, like, we didn't really have the same friends or anything like that. But then he actually went to Clark his first year and then ended up transferring up to Drexel. That's my man. He does a lot of big shit. He's on his whole entrepreneur, I mean, type vibe and whatnot. but he ended up coming to the school and actually reached out to me before getting up there just because he heard that I was there. And then from there, all three of us, for the most part, I mean, ended up becoming pretty tight. So I think similar to what you guys said and actually how I got in contact with Jordan, for the most part, as long as, I mean, you cool folks and you show that you're real, like,
yeah.
It's going to go into something. I mean, like, understand, it was a point in my life where my initial group of friends that it took a time for us to, I mean, really bond, so to say. But I was holding them, I mean, above my fam.
Yeah,
at a time.
Sometimes water's thicker than blood, nigga. No bullshit.
Right. And so then, to that point, I'll never forget. I mean, when I had met my college homies and like some of the stuff that we would discuss and or have went through. And then I'm thinking back as far as some of my homies back home, and I'm like, all right, like, I'm not gonna say that they quote unquote realer than y'all. And that's always like a funny word in the Black community, I feel like. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like when you end up saying, I mean, somebody real, like, for the most part, people just, I feel, automatically kind of go to the street type shit. And then you got this few that is like, nah, you know what I mean? Like, being real is more so being transparent, you know what I mean, with yourself. So I'll never forget, like, I had told my homies back home that shit one time, and like, they was pissed to the point, like, me and one of my mans from back home that I know for years, about to go to blows, you know what I mean? Garage and shit. But at the same time, that ended up making our relationship even that much more stronger. So you got to understand, I got homies just as I feel that, you know what I mean, me and Jordan are starting to create that type of relationship. You know what I mean, I got homies that I go home and have been friends with since fourth grade. So I'm totally with everything that it is that y'all are saying. And I got plenty of examples to be able to go along with that, but I ain't trying. The story about me.
Oh, not today. The story may not be about you today, but yeah, it'll get there when you have your own show. Yeah, man. Like I said, that's the whole purpose of this podcast, man. Me and Boston was talking. It was like a lot of podcasts are, you know, they got a script. You know what I'm saying? They got what they want to do, hit a certain audience. But like with this particular topic, like I said, we're reaching out to the younger generation and the older generation. So when they hear the podcast, like, they call their friends up, like, girl, you remember that time with this sudden such? And then, you know, like, dude, you remember that time? You know, and it's like, that's what this podcast is about, like, to bring back those happy memories. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, it's gonna make you, like, pick up, you know, see your friends from college, even hit them up on Facebook or social media just to say, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at us, dog, we four young Black men sitting here in our individual places and just having a conversation. You know, that's what this whole podcast is about. You know, I said eventually it'll bring in different businesses to where they can advertise for free. Come sit on the sofa with us. Tell us what you do for 2 or 3 minutes. And like I said, that way you got a whole podcast and like different people everywhere. You know what I'm saying? That you can meet. Like you said, you got me from South Carolina. You got CJ from Georgia. You got Boston from Boston. We got you from like the Maryland area. So it's like, and we all are going in the same direction.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's what it was about, man. We started podcast. I'm like, man, we ain't got time for no scripts. We don't need nobody doing no research, giving us numbers in our ear. We just gonna sit and just have a conversation, man. And that's what it's about, man. So yeah, that's what
I love it, bro. I love it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
And that's what we going in to do, man. We just don't want anybody. I feel like you scripting shit, you're not being yourself, man. Then you know what I'm saying? Niggas like us can't relate. So I just want you to reel you. You know what I'm saying? On the spot, telling her how you feel. So,
what you say, Cap? I was telling Jay, what's up with that mumbo sauce? Is that a DC thing?
Hey, for one, it's crazy that you even know about it. I was actually about to ask y'all if y'all even know anybody from my area. But yeah, mumbo sauce is definitely a DC thing. Like, I'll never forget, I was definitely single digits, probably like 8, 9, something like that. And both of my parents, I mean, even though they from their respective countries or whatever, both grew up, for the most part anyway, or at least where they met each other was up in Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. So we would go up there all the time when we were younger, and we'll mess around, hit the carry out up there, and I'm like, yo, like, where's the mumbo sauce? And that was the first time that he explained to us that mumbo sauce was a thing of back home. Like, you're not going to catch that everywhere where you going, Chinese food and whatnot. So yeah, mumbo sauce is definitely a thing that's a signature of the DC area. Started in DC.
What is it?
Is this a sauce that comes or that you can ask for, should I say? Usually from a carryout that usually goes on chicken. Back when I was coming up, so even to this day, I feel like people don't give out their mumbo sauce recipes.
Hell
so
no.
Yeah, it's like you don't know what's in it. And back in my day, we was in school, like it was always skepticized to be a mixture of like ketchup, cocktail sauce, and crack.
Like my experience with mumbo sauce, it's like a sweeter, tangier, way sweeter and tangier version of barbecue sauce. And like it'll look like sweet and sour sauce when you see it.
Right.
But when you eat that, put it on anything, you talking about just put, man, you put that junk on your chicken, put it on fried rice. You put it on shrimp, you put it on fried rice. Yeah. That shit is delicious, man. I promise you. Because I traveled back to college for a while, and DC was one of the stops I made. Trust me, I ain't go there by myself because you just can't walk around DC by yourself. And all the pass. Man, that shit is bad.
Hold on, you went to the bags?
Mm-hmm. Like that shit. I went up there with, I'm trying to remember who I went up there with. It might have been Duke. It might have been Duke, my homeboy Duke ended up going an hour.
Hold on, you went to the strip club called the Bass?
No, I ain't go to the strip club.
Oh, I was about to say, damn, dog, you was right around my way, like literally.
Yeah. But,
is it called mumbo sauce?
Mumbo sauce. You gotta look it up. This shit is good, man. Like they sell it. They sell it in, but it ain't the same. It ain't the same. Put it like a mom or pop, and they made it in the back, and they bring it in like a little plastic cup.
No, that's just sucks.
And it's funny too because, like, depending upon where you go, it tastes different each place you go. So people got they certain places where they like that specific mumbo sauce.
Wow. Shit. Learn something new every day.
Every day you do.
So when we gonna take this trip, guys? I didn't try this mumbo sauce. Yeah, whatever it is. That's
Yeah, I'm down whenever y'all want. But hey, the whole time that was actually one of the first things that me and Jordan connected over or whatever. Because while he sparked up the conversation with, he actually sparked up the conversation with me in Walgreens, totally off of my hat that I had on. Yep. You remember?
Yeah.
And then from that, he ends up telling me, which is something that I like to do as far as traveling. I mean, I don't got no problem driving anywhere. Like, for the most part, if it's under, I'm good for like 12 hours straight. You know what I mean? Like, anything over that, I might need to take a break. But then he's telling me, you know what I mean, as far as, oh, no, nah, like, we got Atlanta, and then 3 hours south of here, like, you got Chattanooga, Memphis, yada, 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 like, we can make moves. I was like, damn, bro, like, I'm just looking for a place to stay right now. I'm like, you got me excited to move to Nashville right now, bro, so, I mean, we could definitely make that happen.
Yeah, CJ died in Atlanta, so, yeah, we can, yeah, now that things are starting to shift like I like them to, man. My personal life, man. Yeah, things are going good. And matter of fact, Jay, man, we got a trip to the Cali in May, man, the first week of May.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your agenda look like, you know, being a
architect engineer.
Yeah, I'm about to say no, you being a it's a B word.
Let me speak on that real quick. So I started off as an architectural engineer. Going to Drexel, but that was actually my first time failing a class being in college.
Mm.
And then through that, and still wanting to graduate on time and not, like, towards the latter years of college, I started realizing how much my schooling was costing my family. Oh, so man. I'll never forget, I had a conversation one day with my moms, and I actually had wanted to drop out. It was like my junior year, I think, right after I think I had failed that one class. And I was telling her, like I've seen, now that I got access to the financials and whatnot, like I've seen what it is that y'all been paying, and I still got two younger siblings, I mean, behind me that I'm assuming, want to go to college. You know what I mean? And I don't want to limit them, seeing as though that me and my older brother both went out of state. But, you know what I mean, I don't want to limit them to having to go in state, which both of them ended up doing anyway. But I'm not going to say that it was our fault. I'm not going to say that it wasn't. But in doing that, I was like, yo, like, I think that I should just go ahead and come home. Like, I could probably finish up at home, yada, yada, yada. And my mom was like, nah, like, finish out. Like, if you need to take the extra year or whatever, like, do your thing, whatever. Like, whatever you decide is going to be fine. And that definitely helped to give me some confidence to stay in Philly and finish out. So I actually ended up graduating with civil engineering degree with a couple of minors. And then that I was still able to kind of get into the field. So I started getting some exposure actually to construction management, which is the field or job industry, so to say, that I'm in now. So it ended up being a blessing in disguise.
Okay, that's cool, okay, man. What's your minors?
The minors are actually in construction management and architectural.
Oh, that you made me, wow, you made me feel like a little bit of an idiot. My major was history. I minored in.
Nah, go on. At least you got one. Yeah. God dang, boy, don't look down on yourself like
and
that.
And I minored. Did you just say history?
Yeah, that's because it come easy to me. Like, after
you gotta understand, I am highly envious of that, because me personally, I don't necessarily remember like names and dates that well.
Yeah.
And my pops is really into history, so I was always amazed to like hear him reiterate facts and whatnot. And even like when my mom's is really into like Jeopardy. So like she'll like be answering, like it's almost like a family tradition now, like whenever all of us kind of get together and watch Jeopardy, like we'll like keep tally of who answers. But I'm envious of anybody who knows history like that. I mean, and especially going to HBCU, I know that I'm gonna assume, I'm not gonna say that I know, that you have gone off the beaten path of what America has taught us and dove further into history, you know what I mean, to find some truths that we possibly don't know. So I have hats off to you, bro, for sure. Like, don't belittle your achievement any.
I guess it's because for me, history come easy. Like, anytime I hear anything about history or a story, it plays as a movie in my head. Like, I'm a visual. I can hear something and I create characters to it. Like, for example, when Boston or even you or even Jordan tells stories, I'm creating characters. I'm actually imagining characters, imagining settings and stuff like that in my head. And I've always been like that. So that's why history comes easy to me, because I've created a whole entire movie, essentially, in my spinning off history and imagining what the characters look like. So I'm able to recall it because it essentially is entertaining to me. So that's why it comes easy to me.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, we're gonna need that for them skits and shit, too, when we start doing those.
we're building empires over here.
Yeah, man, we're gonna do skits. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yo, you want to be in a skit? Let us know. We need extras.
Yeah, man. Man, hey guys, I appreciate the time, man. This is, I don't know what we're gonna call this podcast. Maybe like a HBCU PWI information for the next generation.
Yes.
But yeah, man, I appreciate you guys' time, man. We continue to talk after we get recorded. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, man. I still like to learn more about the, you know what I'm saying, your experience in Drexel, man. That's pretty cool, man. Like, cause I know these two knuckleheads, man, from college. It's like 15 years. Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. 15 years.
So, and like, even though we went to the same HBCU, like, even though our path crossed, like, our stories are so different. Because yeah. I was that one that, like, pushing the envelope with the school president. Like, yeah. I was meeting with the school president, like, every week. Yeah. Like, he was trying to get rid of me. You know what I'm saying? It's funny,
though, like, how many other individuals, you three gentlemen yourselves personally know, can say have been friends, not just known somebody, but actually have been active friends with somebody for a decade plus?
Yeah, you're right. And it's very rare.
Very rare.
Very rare. Shoot,
dude, I was at Jordan's wedding, and Jordan was at my first wedding.
Yep. I was on FaceTime because I couldn't make it.
Yep. somebody had stabbed you up real quick.
Yeah.
That's
I was in the hospital stabbed up, but I made it to Jordan's wedding and stuff, and I came late, you know, but they expect that of me and shit, so, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing. Everybody looked like, oh, that's just Boston walking in late, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Boston, you got a second chance to show up to my, that first marriage ain't last long. That first marriage, that's another story. Oh, that's another
story. Yeah, we're going to save that one.
this is a positive podcast. we want to make sure the children go to college. So you know what I'm saying? Like, we are all positivity. So we're going to talk good about marriage, relationships, and each other. God dang it. We're going to talk bad about her later.
There's a positive spin to that. Like that first marriage taught me to be equally yoked to somebody and not settle. And to go after for what you want. Because I'm in a happy marriage now. So it's completely negative. Yeah. I ain't gonna bad mouth. We just didn't work out.
Don't worry. It's positive now. Wait till next week when we get dig deeper.
No, I ain't go bad mouth over media, man. It just didn't work, man. Like karma sits you down to make your life. Yeah. Again, that's another podcast, another story for another.
You cool if I hop in a DM?
I wouldn't identify you, but y'all cool with it. I promise I wouldn't.
He just said he likes to push the envelope, so he would do it.
Hey girl, how do
you doing? new, get in, get out. Yeah. Hey, you better like Marines. Yeah. Get in, get out. Yeah. Do your job.
I wouldn't slide up in the DM like, yo, I heard you highly toxic. Well, so am I. So you got that in common.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Damn. Yeah, man. Again, man, fellas, I appreciate that time, man. This is that's pretty cool, man. My man went to Drexel. You got like a degree with some mind. See what I'm saying? Next generation, man. I understand like some people don't want to encourage people to go to school because I understand you could do trades, but at the same time, it's like, what are your options? Even though my man just mentioned military, like, what are your options? See what's best for you and go there. Like I said, you know, we've been fortunate enough to be friends this long. Like I said, me and Jay, you know, we met, you know what I'm saying, a couple years ago. So it's like, put yourself out there, try different things, man. You won't go wrong. Everything's a learning experience. You know what I'm saying? Surround yourself with people that's going to push you, some people that's going to support you. Some people can be like, you want to do what now? They make questions called constructive criticism. Yeah. And so, yeah, man, that's what you got right here, man. So, again, fellas, man, it's been fun. Yeah, man. Cool. Cap, man, I appreciate you making the official 210 block drink, man. You know,
I got to get it.
That was a nice touch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. The brand that shit, yo.
I look forward to it. What'd you call it? The Tokyo Tea?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing next
week. Tokyo Tea. What that is, that's Midori. Which is green. Midori is green. It's made in Japan. And it's Midori and everything else you'll put in the Long Island, except for the Coca-Cola. So you'll put tequila, rum, whiskey, and oh no, I'm tripping. You put tequila, rum, vodka, and triple set in there. Mm. And you put gin in there. And then you just put a little bit of Tokyo tea. And that's the drink. Basically, it's made to seat you on your ass.
Yeah, I was about to say that sound like it would put you out.
Yeah, that sound like my damn jungle juice I be making.
Yeah, get you about two of those and you good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, and to reach us, man, if you want to comment or give us any suggestions on future shows, reach us at chaingangboys@yahoo.com. We have an Instagram page coming, 210 Block, Facebook page coming, YouTube channel that's already up, 210 Block, if you want to look at the other podcasts we've done. Like I said, if you want to come on, promote yourself, sit down and talk with us, hit us up, chaingangboys@yahoo.com. We'll be glad to have you on the show. Let's just have fun with this thing, man. I appreciate you guys. Man, y'all boys be easy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, man. Yeah, I did y'all thing, man. Yo, this was smooth. I like that.
Yeah, I'm in it. What you expect?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you did good, y'all. I think he should lead. Y'all feel me? I think he should lead all of them, though. Yo, he did good. Though. Like, he done this before.
I was about to say, like, definitely kept the tempo.
Yeah.
The conversation live. I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
I got a college degree, but my GED, I put that sucker to use.
Yo, I think I feel like you should lead this. You did that. Yo, you did that. That shit was smooth, though.
All right. I'm glad we still got a listener. We still got Jay on the line. So if I lead, you got to do all the editing.
Mm-hmm. I will. Shit, I got to do 2 hours right now.
Okay, cool.
Man, yeah, I gotta do 2 hours. Yo, you've been on this shit for about 2 hours, boy. That's a lot. All right, fellas.
I'll let you do your thing.
Hold on. Let me
stop. All right, man.